This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and my name is Jeff Sandhu. With the rise of mobile communications and internet easily accessible to our children, the responsibility to protect and equip them with the skills to counter the rising number in cyber attacks is now higher up the importance level. And here with me today is Philip Ling, he's DG's Program Manager for DG CyberSafe, to talk about the recent trends on opportunities and risk posed by online technologies to children and youth, and also what you guys are doing to sort of, you know, help Malaysians to protect their children. Yep. Well, Philip, welcome to the show.
To the show. Thank you, Jeff.
Now, what are some of the recent trends that we are seeing? You know, I know you've done the survey. It was done last year. But, you know, what were some of the highlights of that survey, even though, you know, it's been a while? But yep. It's still probably the same problems that we face.
Yep. In the survey, I think a few things that we capture. One is that a lot of kids are being bullied. 1 out of 4 said they've met with a negative experience online. Some of them are also saying that they don't have enough protection steps. They don't protect themselves enough. A lot of them are not concerned about their privacy. A lot of them are not concerned about anonymity. So those are basically high-risk issues that we found. So between that time and now, we started going deeper to find out more questions, why, and trying to find more solutions to it. One of the recent trends that we've been finding is that kids are starting to move away from more Facebooks and all those. They're actually going for a lot of new media. There's a lot of micro-blogging going around. A lot of kids are actually blogging their own stuff, like Vine and all those six-second videos and all those.
Right.
So a lot of content is being created by kids online. And you've got kids who are so techy now.
They become the early adopters.
Oh, yes. So we've got kids who are doing like 3D printing, you know, app development and all those. So they are moving to that space. There's a lot of kids also starting to jump on what we call self-destruct apps, you know, whereby it's like Snapchat, Yik Yak. These are things whereby you send a message and it supposedly self-destructs after 15 seconds and all those, right? So that gives a lot of sense of privacy and anonymity, but it doesn't really. So those are some of the dangers and risks that we see coming up.
Is there a lack of understanding between the children and youths on the risk of online technology? Because, you know, they seem to get on to Facebook or, you know, all the kind of different sort of messaging applications very quickly without even realizing the kind of threats that it poses.
Yes, it is. We believe that kids follow whatever is popular out there. Again, influence of peer pressure is extremely strong. Kids, sometimes one of the things we teach kids is that the internet is not neutral.
Yeah.
You know? Just like we always said, it's easy for you to register for a service, it's hard to deregister for a service. And a lot of these new apps and these new things that they go on to, the default setting is always almost public, right? And if you're not aware, whatever you're sharing out there basically just goes out to everyone. So we always try to tell the kids, of course, one, understand what platform it is you're going on, what are the features in it, as well as to, again, think of the consequences. You know, discernment is something that kids really need, I think, at this point.
Now, I understand you also, you know, from the survey, you know, you also pointed out, besides the threats that it posed, what are some of the things that, you know, the Malaysian government or, you know, entities like DG himself are doing? What are we doing to sort of address these kind of problems?
Well, there's a lot of people actually active in this space. Cybersecurity Malaysia is in there. MCMC is also looking, Klik Dengan Bijak. In fact, DG now, we are part of a National Security Council working team to look at a master plan for the country in terms of safety, for say online safety. People are all coming together in that space, PDRM and various experts. Of course, it will take time to come up with a national module. But we're glad to see more and more people.
And this will then trickle down to schools and stuff like that?
Yes, yes. So once this is in, then you have the support of the ministries, like the Ministry of Family, Women and Community Development. You have the MOE. So slowly, we hope that with this, we'll slowly push it down. There's also work with MOE and MDEC in the space of building internet into the curriculum. Currently, the ICT curriculum looks at a lot of digital literacy, not so much of internet safety, but we are starting to build it within the school curriculum.
And within these experts, you know, they fully understand the risk and threats because, you know, you can't preach something that you don't know, right?
Yes, yes. But there is also challenge sometimes, I think, Most of the time, when you bring up risk that people are unaware of, mm-hmm. most people will just say shut down the internet. You see, my kid won't go on the internet for next month.
Yeah.
but there's always that education part that we always need to work with the parents, with the adults, and all those.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking to Philip Ling. He's DG's program manager for DG CyberSafe, and we are talking about ways to protect children and youth from the risk posed by online technologies. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk, and my name is Jeff Sandhu, and I'm speaking to Philip Ling. He's DG's program manager for DG CyberSafe, and we are talking about the ways to protect your children and youth from the risk posed by online technologies. Now, cyberbullying is a big thing here in Malaysia. Not many people actually realize this, and you mentioned it's 1 in 4 of children these days that are being targeted by cyberbullies. And chances are they don't really know that they're being cyberbullied. Right?
No, a lot of children, they have accepted the negative experience of cyberbullying as a part of growing up, and we've seen that it can get serious. The problem with cyberbullying is that it actually goes beyond the borders of the school. You see, offline bullying, a typical bullying in the school, is that they bully you during school hours, right? Mm-hmm. Cyberbullying extends beyond school hours. It's on your app, it's on your Facebook. It goes beyond the community you're in. Of course, cases, more serious cases is that we've seen children who've been bullied in school with photos and videos and all those. And to the extent that the parents have to transfer them to another school, when they reach the new school, someone sends the video over. So the whole episode starts.
The image starts, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of kids actually are unaware of the system or the support system or the support that they can find online or by various agencies. So that's also one of the awareness that we're trying to tell kids that there is help out there.
Who takes the responsibility in that sense of trying to educate the kid? Is it the school? Because cyberbullying, like you mentioned, isn't something that happens in one location. It happens on a device that is being brought around to many different locations. So who sort of cyberbullying back then used to be responsible for either the parents or the school itself. Cyberbullying is a completely different ball altogether.
Yep. What we found is that a lot of bullying, cyberbullying, is actually related to offline bullying. So the same person who's bullying offline is usually the person who's bullying online. And of course, for children, the main place is always at school. So one of the things we've done in these few years is that we've continued educating ICT teachers in schools, because those are the ones that the school will approach. And we provide the ICT teachers, one, the awareness, the training to how to detect and how do you look at these issues. And I think it's an issue that we need a lot of parties within. So you can, if a case is serious, you can go to MCMC or cybersecurity, who will do investigations for you. If it's almost criminal in nature, then you can link you up to PDRM. You see? So we are providing the support system. But even simple support systems, sometimes kids just want to talk, just get to someone to listen to their frustrations. And that's where people like Childline, Protect the Safe the Children, come in. This year, we've actually made all calls from DG Network to Childline free. So that more kids can call in without having a fear of the costs of calling in elders.
Right. We'll talk a bit more about the Protect and Save Children and the partnership and all. But before that, what is the best way for an adult to sort of, do an adult intervention and to, talk to the children or talk to the youth about cyberbullying, about, cyber security measures and all? Because, children and youth, they tend to not open up when it comes to, dealing with an adult in this kind of matter. How do you go about it?
Well, there's a few ways of doing that. Of course, we know that lecturing no longer works. So it's actually conversational that we're looking at. And one of the ways is to, how do you trigger a conversation with a kid, right? And it's looking, so we've created a lot of resources on various topics that interest the kids, that can start with a conversational on another topic, and slowly it leads to internet safety. You see, so I think sometimes it's also helping the adults start off the conversation.
Exactly, yeah. Because the adults, they chances are some of the adults don't even know the threats that are available, right? You know, parents tend to, ignore or neglect when it comes to, just buying the phone or buying the iPad for the kid and, let the kid be happy, not realizing the threat that it's posed.
I think even some of the adults who realizes the risk are sometimes find themselves unequipped to handle that situation. So most of the times we will teach adults that it's okay that you're not as techy as your kid. You can ask your kid to teach you. Because what the child can do is that they can teach you, but a lot of children are unable to identify the risk in that platform.
But an adult
is able to, although you don't fully understand how it works.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Now, so let's talk about the partnership with Protect and Save the Children. What's this all about, and why is this important to DG?
Well, one of the risks that we found in the survey was, again, cyber grooming. A lot of people are now sharing a lot of their own photos, a lot of their own content online. Sometimes it's inappropriate, and sometimes it's being that they are in a sense become a victim to a lot of people who's going for this cyber grooming. So the Protect and Save the Children is a NGO, local-based Malaysian NGO that looks at child sexual abuse. And we are realizing that this sexual abuse are no longer just offline. It's actually linked to a lot of online cases. So a few weeks ago, we did a training, a capacity building training with Protect and Save the Children as well as PDRM, the full Malaysian from each state PDRM representatives that are in the Child Sexual Abuse Crime Unit. So that's one of the ways we are trying to provide that support system to strengthen it. So whenever a child encounters such thing, you've got a strong support system at the back of it.
All right. And this partnership began, when did it begin?
We started a partnership with PS the Children almost a year plus ago.
Okay.
One of the things we are doing is that there's a website that DG has promoted in school called safeinternet.my. One of the features now is that there's a Dear Cikgu. Okay?
Oh,
so children can actually send a private message to the teacher and ask questions. The people manning the Dear Cikgu platform is from Protect the Save the Children,
right?
Counselors.
Okay, so that will be sort of, you know, allow the kid to open up because, exactly, you know, it's being anonymous in a way.
Exactly.
You know, right? Okay. What are some of the best solutions based on, you know, international practices that we are adopting or we can adopt?
There are actually a lot of tools out there. I think one of the things we teach a lot of parents is that look at the basic things that your kid is going through. Example, a lot of people are using Facebook. Then, of course, the privacy settings are the things we teach them. Even if you go on YouTube, you can put on the YouTube safety on.
Yeah.
Right? Even if you go Google, there's a Google Safe Search for Kids. There's a platform just for that. Then we teach them things like you can try a reverse image search. You know, put your kid's photo within it and try to see whether it appears anywhere else in the whole wide web. There's also a Google Alert. Google Alert allows you to put in, example, your child's name and IC. And whenever there's a website that uses that, it will prompt you by email.
We saw that during a recent, I think, a celebrity who, you know, found out about it using Google Alerts.
Yes. Right. So there are options out there for you to be informed how is the information that yourself or your children is being used out there so that you can better protect yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, how can we do better, just to wrap up the interview, what can we do as a parent, as a friend, as an organization, as a school? How can these verticals sort of do better and, you know, to inform and to educate, you know, the youth of today?
I think one of the things we champion is the child rights in Malaysia. That's a convention that Malaysia has signed. It's called Child Rights Convention of Child Rights. Basically, it means that all children has the right to be protected, right? And this includes being the right to be protected online. So a lot of children sometimes have that mindset that if I come across something negative online, it's my fault, right? But we're telling them it's not. Almost everyone will come across something negative online. It's a matter of how much that affects you. Whether if in a serious case, the kid goes into depression. In a mild case, the child with what we call a strong digital resiliency can just fight it off. They can just mark it as spam. They can just report it. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to help children who encounter negative experience get over it quickly. And I think that requires a lot of partnership, a lot of support system to know, for the child to know that it's actually a lot of people behind the system working for you.
And to find out more information, the best way for you, for anyone to, you know, learn more is through the CyberSafe website,
which is www.safeinternet.my.
All right. I've been speaking to Philip Ling. He's DG's program manager for DG CyberSafe, talking about the ways to protect your children and youth from the risk posed by online technologies. This has been Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.